Don't think you poor will escape either. If you fatten yourself on sin and live in pleasure, you know, say, I'm poor, as you live in pleasure, as you sit on your fat little couch, on your fat little butt, in front of your fat little television. Don't assure yourself, well, I'm glad I'm not rich. You rich in voluptuous pleasures. You're poor because you spend all your money on liquor. You're poor because you waste all your money on drugs, on cigarettes. You're poor because you eat fast food all the time. You're poor because you consume everything you get on your lusts. I'm poor. Look it, I don't got no money left after I bought my big screen TV, my DVD player, my combination DVD VCR, my PlayStation 3 and 30-40 games, my Wii, my this, my that, my beautiful car. Sorry, I shouldn't imitate Southerners. I'm thinking of poor, right? You know, I don't want to offend people from the South. Sometimes don't I imitate also? I think in the James, I also I did that a few times, but a lot of times I do us Northerners, plenty of that. I have my CD player and my nobody uses CD. My iPod and my phone pod and my TV pod and my LCD and this and that, the cameras, this, though, the other. I, a lot of these things, you know how I figure this stuff and say I look around at the thing. I've got a camera. I've got an iPod. I've got a video game thing here. And honestly, a lot of it was given. iPod, I consider that a beautiful gift. God, I bought it. Bought one for my wife. And it's been a benefit to me. I pray it not always be, not a stumbling block either. I mean, you know, you just can put whatever you want on that thing, you know? Pray the Lord keep me in all the things I walk in. You know, here we are in the world, right? I got a lot of stuff. I look around. I want to gather a lot of it together and sell. Start selling a few things. I pray you get to sell even more. Divest myself. Strip down. You know, I mean, ultimately, like if I'm having trouble paying my bills, I should sell some of these possessions. You know? I mean, it's funny because we live in this world. It's like, well, Paul, you said DVD player. Should we not have a DVD player? I got one. I originally didn't get one for a long time. Someone gave me one. Well, then I started getting DVDs. And then that one broke, so I got myself my own DVD player. And I got DVDs up here. I've got the Gospel of John on DVD. I've got history DVDs. I've got educational DVDs. I also have nonsense DVDs, too. Some stuff, you know, cartoons for the kids. We have liberty. There's one lawgiver who's able to save and destroy. I'm not going to sit in judgment of all that. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying, it's the love of all those things and the desire for all those things. Don't be eaten up by it. Be mindful. The judgment of God is coming against all that stuff. It's coming to destroy all that stuff. Ready your mind to let it all go. If you haven't already let it go in your mind, and learned also to do without. You know, it's like they got Blu-ray, right? You already got plenty of DVDs. You know, until I can't get a DVD player, I ain't gonna get no Blu-ray. You know? Or until someone drops one on me. I don't know what I'd do with it, except, you know, now it's like, this time I'm gonna think twice. I'm not gonna replace everything with Blu-ray. Or whatever, you know. It's just, enough is enough. I don't want to go farther. I want to kind of scale back. A lot of things that I have are needful. A lot of things you have are needful. Or there's a positive use for them. Things have positive and negative uses, a lot of them, you know. Not every, you know, a car. You need a car. And sometimes you need, it's good to have a reliable car. Lord knows, I know that. You know, I've had unreliable cars, but, you know, God has been so good. I mean, I think the last couple of cars I had that broke down on me actually broke down right as I came home, or right when I got somewhere where I would have help. You know, He looks after those who trust Him. I just want to tell you that. Trust in the Lord. Don't fatten yourself with things of the earth, because it's going to be a slaughter. The birds are going to devour their flesh. The rust of those things will be a witness, eating your flesh as well. So that's a more of an allegorical type thing, you know. As I think about, you know, as I say, I've noticed a lot of vultures in recent years. I wonder to myself, are vultures multiplying? Are crows and seagulls multiplying because of all the off-scouring of humanity? I think in America, we have all this waste. And is it promoting the propagation of species that are going to devour our flesh in the end? That's fascinating to think that. All the wastefulness, the fat of our society, breeding the very birds that are going to devour the fat in the end. That's like awesome. I mean, not in the sense of like we think cool, awesome, but I mean in the sense of like just amazing. It's astonishing to think that. Let's not live wanton lies. Come on. Kill and condemn the just, and He does not resist you. That's almost prophetic. I look at it as prophetic. They're going to condemn and kill. You know, these two prophets are going to torment people. The two candlesticks. Those two churches. Two witnesses. Well, there's only one church, though, really, I'm telling you. But they're two, but they're joined. They're knit together. It's a mystery. Not that you can't understand. I just mean it's like mysteriously joined. Like the mechanism isn't necessarily understood. Well, you know, you're going to have to go back to Ephesians to understand what I'm talking about. I don't want to retread that ground. But